America Weekend. You know, Carl, I don't know about you, but each day I read the headlines from around the world, and I'm disappointed in the insensitivity of the collective heart, the insecurity of the spirit, and the instability of reason throughout the world. You know, daily people are killing people because others believe differently than they do, and they have something that armed power can take. People are still bombing innocent people because they think that martyrdom is the only way to heavenly bliss. Belligerent tribes continue to spill the blood of brother tribes. Some public officials continue to cheat and get indicted despite earlier politicians' convictions of the same crimes. Leadership and leaders, politicians, partisans continue the argumentative detachment over the climate and its potential ramifications, and greed thwarts financial reform. Boy, how is that for feeling good for the week?
Anytime there is violence attached to a cause or a purpose, they are automatically wrong, in my opinion. When we move to that, notwithstanding greed and all of the rest, because greed is a universal constant, I'm not sure we're ever going to be able to get rid of that.
Well, you know, the only thing
it's a human condition.
Yes, okay. The only thing we've never really tried, and I don't mean to be didactic here, but is universal love, unconditional love.
Yes. What our animals teach us, our dogs and our cats and our domestic pets. They teach us unconditional love. They accept us for who we are, what we are, where we are, and when we are, wherever that may be.
Yep.
And I remember speaking to a man who was essentially a homeless man, but he had two little puppy dogs with him. Okay, and they didn't eat much, and he always made sure they had water and so on, and they loved them to death, even though they were either cold or hot. It didn't matter where, and they were with him for 3 years. And I don't know whatever happened to that man in Oklahoma City so many years ago, but they loved him. You could see that they didn't have much, but they had him. That's remarkable.
And it is.
In this day and age today, when we disagree or we have I have a lot of disagreements, but it doesn't move to violence. And surely not murder or killing. And when you move to that in name of God, regardless of whatever God you are posting to, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, you know, Allah, it doesn't matter who it may be. When death is in the middle of that conversation or violence, then you've lost your argument right there, in my opinion. You've lost your argument.
I think it's an opinion that you have that is also shared by quite a number of people.
Yes, and I'm kind of hoping that those people at some point, for those in a position to be able to do something, step up to the plate when enough is enough. And I think we've come to that point. Enough is enough. We've come to the position now where it doesn't work. It does, and now we have children being used by ISIS and all this as vanguards of their quote-unquote campaign against the West and Western culture. That's absurd. Using technology today and attacking our children where they're playing games online to influence their minds. That's just as horrific, in my opinion. And when does it end? Well, we must always, it does prove to the point, as Roosevelt and John Kennedy noted again in his speech, we must always be on guard. We must never lose that guard. Because they are not going to change. We're going to have to, enforce the dominance of the world, which is a good place to be in.
All right, but let me toss something else out to you here.
Please.
Then. We had the inciting actions of the American Freedom Defense Initiative in Texas, where they were having a Draw the Muhammad contest.
Yes.
And you know, two guys, their history is not important at the moment, but they allegedly are connected to radical Islam.
Yes.
Fired some shots.
Yes.
They in turn were killed.
Yes.
Well, come on. I'm all for the First Amendment guarantees, but I'm not for the First Amendment that becomes provocative to bring somebody in because that's part of their belief system that they want to uphold and defend.
The This is a very murky gray area of First Amendment privilege and rights, the right of freedom of speech. It is part of our democracy. It is part of our world. And sometimes, frankly, it is not comfortable. This gets back to the Ku Klux Klan and those who believe in what Hitler did, and there was no Holocaust. They've been still talking about that, okay? Yes, there was, but they have a right to say that. And as someone once said, and I believe it was Kennedy again, we have a right to defend them for their ability to be able to say that, whether we like it or not.
Well, how about tabling this and picking it up in the next section where you have your observations from the middle of the crowd?
Please.
We'll pick it up again.
Like to very, very much. This is a topic that's very close to me. For obviously, the business that we're in, which is broadcasting and communications. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, please stay with us. More to come. We're back.
To American Biker Minute. Much like parents pestering me to shave and get a haircut, each time I attempt to crank out one of these scripts, the Hewley Crappard printer flashes a box which tells me my ink cartridge is counterfeit, like owning a bike that tells you what brand of gas to run. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The biker recently discovered printer ink cartridges which last three times longer at one-third the price. Without original equipment ink, a warning appears each time I print, telling me I've screwed up and bought a counterfeit ink cartridge. My only internet complaint. The longer I looked, the lower the price on a discounted set of motorcycle tires. No problem there. Tell me how to make the counterfeit ink cartridge message go away. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you be happier at work? Manage your boss.
So says Marie McIntyre in her book, Secrets to Winning at Office Politics. How can you manage your boss?
Learn what they like and expect. Determine how he or she prefers you get your work done and how you should deliver information to them.
If you're unclear about their expectations, don't guess. Ask them about the results they're looking for.
Don't worry that your boss will be upset about you asking for specific details.
In fact, you'll likely find it's quite the opposite. Marie notes that any reasonable manager will be pleased and surprised by your interest.
So manage your boss by giving them exactly what they want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.